this year, we've been talking to candidates in the 2018 race for Ohio governor, as they declare, and that includes Ohio's Republican Attorney General Mike DeWine, who officially entered the race a few weeks ago, and he joins us in studio now. Thanks for your time.
Good to be with you. Thank you very much.
Why run for governor now?
You know, for the last 6.5 years, I've really been working as Attorney General, and it seems like many times while we have solved a number of different problems, it seems like we're sort of picking up the pieces after the wreck. And I sort of want to get in front of some of these problems. The opiate problem is a prime example. It's a horrible situation in Ohio. We're losing 10 people a day. Our jails are overflowing with people who are detoxing. Our children's services, they have more kids than they can deal with. 50% of all the kids in foster care in Ohio are there because one or both parents are drug addicts. So I think one of the things that we really need to do is get in front of this problem. And by getting in front of it, I'm talking about prevention and education. I advocate starting in kindergarten and going K through 12 every single year to have a curriculum that's specifically focused on this problem. Every year, do something that is age appropriate. You're not going to talk to kindergarten kids about heroin, but you might talk about wellness. You might talk about, if you see a pill there in your house, don't pick that up. Mm-hmm. And also, every year, do something that has a scientific basis behind it that shows that it actually does, in fact, work. This is no place for amateurs. We have to go with things that have worked in the past. So I think prevention is very, very important. Number one job of a governor is jobs. I will be a very aggressive governor of this state in regard to job creation in Ohio. And going after companies that are in other states. But really the most important thing a governor does is to try to set a very, very good pro-jobs, pro-growth agenda and climate in the state so that the businesses that are already here have the opportunity to grow and expand. That means, in my opinion, it's keeping taxes low, keeping regulations low. The number one complaint, though, that I hear from businessmen and women is I can't find people who will work here, who can pass a drug test, can't find people who are qualified. So getting in front of this drug problem, I think, is essential as we look at job creation in the state.
You mentioned opiates as a major issue facing the state. This issue has exploded during your time in office. It's exploded in neighboring states as well. Is this something that other candidates, Mary Taylor, Jim Renacci, John Husted, can use against you potentially?
Well, I suppose anybody can use any issue they want to use, but the reality is, from the time I became Attorney General, we were attacking this problem. And, I was out there, and it seemed like by myself for a while, talking about the opiate problem and how difficult it was. And we needed people to understand it and to be able to really fight back. One of the first things we did when I became Attorney General is went after the doctors who were nothing more than drug dealers. And we took the licenses away of over 100 medical doctors in the state of Ohio. So
your office still has not gone after distributors. So drug distributors like Dublin-based Cardinal Health. Is that something you still plan to do? Or
we have filed a lawsuit against the manufacturers.
But not distributors.
We've not done the distributors. We are actually continuing to look at that and review that. We haven't finished that review yet.
What else do you do to stand apart? You're in a crowded GOP field. Governor Kasich has endorsed his lieutenant governor, Mary Taylor. Does that hurt you? Or what do you do to stand apart from candidates like Mary Taylor?
Well, I think ultimately that voters vote for who they think will, improve life for them and their family in the future. And I think people can judge me by my past. I've been really a problem solver as Attorney General for the last 6.5 years. We fixed our state crime lab. We solved that problem. We went after the old rape kits that were sitting around the state where there was, 13,000, it turns out, old rape kits. And we've tested almost all of them now and gotten matches on 38%. That never would have been done, except for the fact that I said, look, we need to go do this. This is the right thing to do. So I think the past can inform people as far as their vote for the future. I look at Ohio. This is a great state. We have so many great things going on within, right here where we're talking, within 600 miles, there's 60% of the population of the whole country. We have an abundance of water. We have natural gas that in the next few years we're really going to be able to utilize. It's going to transform Southeast Ohio and make it that energy source very, very cheap for our manufacturing companies. So a lot of good things going on, but I think that we have to focus on jobs, And that has to be the thing that the governor thinks about every single day. And you can't really talk about jobs unless you really begin to fix this drug problem. And second, that we really focus on the number of kids who are growing up in, frankly, dysfunctional families. And what we have to do is to reach out to these kids. We know really what works. We have schools that are making a fundamental difference in these kids' lives. And yet, that's the good news. The bad news is that they're really we're only reaching a fraction of these kids. And one of the things I really want to do as governor is to focus like a laser on these kids that are growing up in this very difficult environment, because how they turn out is going to dramatically impact our ability to achieve greatness in this state. You know, if these kids are not living up to their potential, then Ohio is not living up to its potential.
President Trump won Ohio, at least in part, because he was an outsider. He wasn't a politician. You've been in Ohio and national politics for decades now. How do you tap into this frustration when you are part of the establishment?
You know, as I went around Ohio during the presidential campaign and talked with people, one of the things that seemed to be a common refrain, particularly among the Trump voters, was, look, government doesn't work. People aren't getting things done. You know, I just wish that things would start getting done. So I think there was a great frustration. And yes, there was a frustration of people who were in office. There certainly is. That's absolutely correct. But I think the bigger frustration was they can't get anything done. I'm a problem solver. I've been able to make things happen in every single office that I've ever held.
Mike DeWine is Ohio's Attorney General. He's also vying to become the next governor of Ohio. Thanks again for stopping in.
Great to be with you. Thank you very much.